It is now time for the feature band of the week.
Access granted.
Oh, good. About a week ago, I was talking up a couple bands, actually. I had exclusive here on the Mono a Mono show the brand new Limblifter track. So there was a brand new Limblifter track that Limblifter played in Toronto called Hotel Knife that was previously unreleased. So they just have played it at these new Limblifter shows. I was talking with someone. I got a copy, and it's an amazing copy, like quality copy of this song that I'm going to air for you guys right now called Hotel Knife. But just to refresh for people who Limblifter is, I'm going to get into a great Limblifter track. Last week I was talking about Limblifter. 2 weeks ago, I was talking about the brand new Todd Kearns track, which I will also get to coming up, which is another great track called Little Grace. And I'll get to another Todd Kearns track as well. The reason why I bring this up again is because towards the end of that podcast last week, I said, with this Todd Kearns coming out with a new album, because he had been touring with Slash, this is great, like coming out with a new Todd Kearns album. As well, Limblifter. Unbelievable that Limblifter's gotten back together. This is great. Towards the end of the podcast, I said, wouldn't it be unbelievable if the Age of Electric, which is Todd Kearns and Ryan Dale, plus their brothers, so it's Todd Kearns and John Kearns and Ryan Dale and Kurt Dale. Wouldn't it be amazing if Age of Electric got back together? And I left things at that. Actually, I played a couple Age of Electric tracks that were mine and DJ Jeffy Jeff's favorites. Well, isn't there news yesterday on the Twitter and on the Facebook with a picture that I will post on my blog for you all to see? It will also be on Sound FM. That John Kearns is recording bass for new Age of Electric music. Yeah, wow. I know! Woo! So, I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to a Limblifter track. This is Antenna. I'm going to follow it right into Hotel Knife, the unreleased Limblifter track. This is Antenna into Hotel Knife right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono!
Yeah.
Right, there it is, the brand new Limlifter track right there, Hotel Knife. Unreleased, that brand new. And before that, you heard Antenna. So that's a couple of Limlifter tracks. Now I'm going to get into a couple Todd Kearns tracks here. Off his first solo album, Go Time. This is the main track off this one, Probable Cause. The first single off this one, Probable Cause. And I'm going to go right into his new track, Little Grace, off an upcoming album. Here it is, Todd Kearns, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
I've got a feeling, I've got a probable cause. I took the long way home, took a number I was taken by force. Oh yeah. Baby, you gots to come and get me. law. Now good behavior, heavy labor, all because of probable cause. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Todd Kearns, here's his new track, Little Grace, on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. There it is. Some Todd Kearns with the song Little Grace. Now, that track, what I'm going to get into coming up is some Age of Electric. And What is neat, having heard both of those two already, some Limlifter and some Todd Kearns, is Limlifter is kind of, and I have a hard time with the genres, but it's kind of like a really cool, darker pop rock. It was kind of post-grunge. Yeah, it's like a Canadian pop rock, and it's unbelievable. Todd Kearns is more, if you listen to his first song there, it's a little bit more classic rock, I would say. And his vocals seem more classic rock. But the second one there seems to me a little bit static and stereo-y, which is a little bit darker and a little bit away from the classic rock, but still got that influence. What's cool is when you put those two together, it becomes even more unbelievable altogether. So I'm going to get to, for people who are unfamiliar or haven't heard Age of Electric in a while, I'm going to get to one of their top songs here. One of my personal favorites. And then I'm going to get into some rarer stuff. Some rarer Age of Electric as well. So the first track I'm going to go into is Ugly off the self-titled Age of Electric album. Here it is on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
Your blessings, you know you're gonna need them. All that gets done.
right. And that's what's getting back together right there. Unbelievable. The Age of Electric. You heard it here first. Now, what I was saying, if you're just tuning in, is that I read a tweet from Ryan Dale, guitarist of Age of Electric, guitarist of Limblifter, saying that John Kearns was recording bass lines for new Age of Electric music, which is unbelievable. So, that was Ugly by Age of Electric there. I'm going to play one from each of their albums now. Starting with the Ugly EP. I'm going to go with one of my favorite tracks off there, aside from the singles that show up on the self-titled album. Their song called Pincushion. Here it is. The Age of Electric, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
Sky. Thank you.
by a bag. Beat by a bag.
All right, there you have some Age of Electric right there. You just heard a couple tracks, Pincushion off their Ugly EP. Then you heard Testosterone Buildup off the self-titled one there. And then we went right into Cranky off Make a Pest a Pet. Those are just random songs that I played off of each of those albums. Off the first Age of Electric album, you've got Ugly, Enya, and Untitled, which are the three huge hits right there. And then off the Make a Pest a Pet album, you've got Remote Control, I Don't Mind, and Don't Wreck It. We played I Don't Mind and Don't Wreck It last week. Three amazing singles right there off the Make a Pest a Pet album. I'm going to get into an encore track right here by Age of Electric. When I saw them perform one time, they introduced this track as The Moneymaker. So here it is, The Moneymaker, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! Have it, some Age of Electric with their song Remote Control. right there on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. Now, I've been contacting them. I've been sending them these podcasts. The first one, I got a little... I've gotten some response from Ryan Dale. I've attended his shows and talked to him a little bit. And from Todd Kearns, I've met him a few times. I've been to a bunch of his shows. He came as Todd Kearns to Cambridge a while ago when I was living in Hamilton. Have seen him a bunch and got some responses back. So you know what, Mono Amigos? I'm going to send this podcast to him. See if I can get any more information. And as soon as I hear more, I'm going to let the Mono Amigos know what's going on with this Age of Electric getting back together. Because, frankly, this is amazing stuff.